Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Doris Lee, and I will be reading audiobook reviews here on Sight and the Sound Radio.
Audiophile Magazine, Fiction.
Alice Sadie Celine by Sarah Blakely Cartwright, read by Chloe Savigny. It takes an incredibly skilled narrator to make character vignettes entrancing, and performer Chloe Savigny more than achieves this. Alice is struggling through her young career as an actress working at a dwindling local theater. After her best friend Sadie's mother, Celine, attends the play, Celine and Alice enter into a controversial sexual relationship. Meanwhile, Sadie is trying to mend her own sexual hang-ups and strained relationships. In this bold story, Savigny dissects each of the women's deepest secrets and exposes them all as vulnerable characters. Despite this, Savigny also uncovers the beauty within a flawed life and the redemption in making the right choices. Her voluptuous narration is raw, honest, and best for listeners who are craving a challenging listening experience. G.M. Simon & Schuster Audio, 8.5 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, digital download, $19.99.
The Frozen River by Ariel Lahan. Read by Jane Oppenheimer and Ariel Lahan. Listeners will be launched back to the 18th century by this audiobook, inspired by the diary of the American midwife and healer, Martha Ballard. The story weaves Ballard's journal through Lahan's thrilling mystery of rape and murder. Jane Oppenheimer gives life to this first-person account, which includes birth, death, rape, and family, as well as the challenges of life in early America. Oppenheimer handles Martha's voice smoothly and uses tone and cadence to expertly deliver the dialogue of the other characters in the story. Complex, twisting, with flashbacks and diary entries, this clever novel is handled beautifully by Oppenheimer. Imagine Call the Midwife meets Maisie Dobbs and sit back and enjoy the ride. C.F. Random House Audio, 15 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $25. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95.
14 Days, An Unauthorized Gathering by the Authors Guild. Read by Shayna Small.
Shayna Small delivers a variety of accents as a group of New Yorkers gather on the rooftop of their dilapidated building during the COVID-19 pandemic, telling stories to pass the time. The audiobook features a pots and pans symphony that applauds the healthcare workers who risk their lives to treat the sick. Small shines in this reboot of another plague novel, Boccaccio's Decameron, written in the 14th century as bubonic plague raced across Europe. The Authors Guild, the nation's longest-running organization for writers, brought together 36 authors whose names grace the audiobook's jacket. They include Margaret Atwood, Dave Eggers, Celeste Ng, Scott Turow, Mira Jacob, Tommy Orange, Tess Gerritsen, R.L. Stein, Week Wang, and Ismael Reed. Each author was assigned a separate part of the story. R.O. Harper Audio, 14 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $31.99.
Cahokia Jazz by Francis Spufford, read by Andy Ingalls. Narrator Andy Ingalls delivers all the nuances of a full cast in Spufford's latest, a literary detective novel that takes place in an alternate universe.
In an authoritative tone, Ingalls brings to life Cahokia, located on the banks of the Mississippi. In the novel, this ancient indigenous society lives on in the 1920s, seeming to flourish in its diversity. But when Burroughs discovers a mutilated body, the community's facade of racial coexistence is exposed. Whether Native American, European, or African, each principal character has a unique voice, aiding the listener in following the complex story. Ingalls' skills shine as he smoothly delivers conversations in a hillbilly drawl, an Irish brogue, and the many other voices of the diverse characters. Ingalls is the perfect guide for this complex world. N.E.M. Simon & Schuster Audio, 15.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $29.99. Candelaria by Melissa Lozada Oliva. Read by Melissa Lozada Oliva. Listeners will enjoy this deliciously twisted tale dynamically narrated by the author. Lozada Oliva explores intergenerational trauma as three generations of women find themselves caught up in a zombie apocalypse. Elderly Guatemalan immigrant Candelaria kills her octogenarian boyfriend. Surrounded by chaos in Boston, she desperately and inexplicably tries to get the old country buffet over the objections of her daughter, Lucia. Unbeknownst to Candelaria, her three adult granddaughters have set the entire apocalypse in motion. Lozada Olivia expertly manipulates her tone, cadence, and pacing to distinguish each character. Her emotional range fully conveys the predicament the women find themselves in, using a deadpan tone. Lozada Oliva adds levity and paradoxical situations and to witty dialogue as the audiobook touches on motherhood, familial relationships, career ambition, and male-female tension with humor and thoughtfulness. A.M. Tantor Media, 9.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.99. Library edition, digital download, $49.95. The Great Divide by Christina Enriquez, read by Robin Miles. Golden voice narrator Robin Miles, evocative performance of Christina Enriquez's novel about the building of the Panama Canal, takes its time, which feels right for a book with many threads. Said midway through the canal's multi-year construction, the plot follows several central characters as they navigate personal dramas and canal-related crises. Miles's lovely, warm voice illuminates the action by adopting varied accents and wildly different personalities. 16-year-old Asa from Barbados wants to earn money for a sister's operation. Local fisherman Francisco hates the foreign-owned canal, where his son, Omar, wields a pickaxe. Tennessee signage John is intent on eradicating malaria, while his neglected wife battles the illness. These and many other stories entwine in this moving and deeply researched tale. ACS. Harper Audio, 13.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. Family, Family by Lori Frankel, read by Patty Murren and Lori Frankel. Those who listen to this audiobook will learn that Tolstoy was wrong when he said happy families are all alike. There are many kinds of happy families, and they appear in all sorts of configurations here. The novel's focus is on adoption and on how it is a positive, uplifting choice for those concerned. The liquid, uplifting voice of Patty Murren tells the story of actress India Allwood,
who becomes pregnant twice, both times placing her babies in homes of her choosing, and then later in life adopting twins. There are many characters in this family chronicle, including teens and children, and Murin presents them believably. The tone of this story is lighthearted, though life's complications are not glossed over. At the end, listeners are treated to an enlightening conversation between the author and the narrator. D.L.G. Macmillan Audio, 15 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $26.99. Again and Again by Jonathan Evason, read by Robert Fass. Robert Fass narrates this intriguing novel about one man's journey through his many lives. Eugene Miles is an elderly curmudgeon living in a retirement community in California. He is befriended by a housekeeper named Angel, to whom he recounts the tales of his past incarcerations as a street urchin in medieval Spain, an explorer with the Lewis and Clark Expedition, and Oscar Wilde's Cat, to name but a few. Fass captures each of Eugene's personas perfectly, including Angel's Latino accent, shifting smoothly among them so that the listener has no difficulty determining which Eugene is speaking. This engrossing and frequently moving novel is thoroughly realized in the audiobook format. D.G.L. Penguin Audio, 10.25 hours, unabridged. Trade, digital download, $20. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. The Woman Back from Moscow by Ha Jin, read by Catherine Ho. Even with the large number of Chinese and Russian place and character names, listeners will be rewarded by Catherine Ho's performance of this fascinating historical novel. Sun Yome Weishi, 1921-1968, adoptive daughter of Zhou Enlai, is selected to leave China to study acting in Moscow. Ho delivers Yomei's vivid accounts of political upheaval, harsh conditions, and her engrossing theater studies. Confronted with free love and bed hopping among powerful Russian and Chinese men and young Chinese expats, Yomei remains an innocent. As she joins forces with Chinese nationalists to fight Japanese invaders during World War II, and later finds her career as China's first female theater director, derailed due to the Cultural Revolution, Yomei emerges as a memorable woman, and Ho's narration keeps the audiobook's 22 hours alive and fresh. S.J.H. Recorded Books, 21.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $34.99. Also, compact disc and MP3.
You're listening to Audiobook Reviews on Sight into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967.
Above the Fire by Michael O'Donnell, read by Robert Fass. Robert Fass captures the natural interplay between a father and son during an emotional struggle for survival. On a mountain excursion in New Hampshire, 8-year-old Tim and his father Doug are reeling from a recent death of Tim's mother. News of an unidentified national catastrophe forces the two hikers to seek refuge rather than risk traveling home. Fast adds a subtle touch to the dialogue between Tim and Doug. One can hear affections between the two, as well as shared grief. Fast demonstrates skill in his voicing of quiet moments of tenderness and the suspense of mounting threats. The result is a subtly mesmerizing listen with a stellar performance grounded in the rhythms of human discourse. S.P.C. Blackstone Audio, 7.5 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, digital download, $16.95. Also, compact disc. Library Edition, digital download, $49.95. Also, compact disc. My Friends by Hisham Mattar and read by Hisham Mattar. Narrating his novel, Hisham Mattar gives the story of love, loss, and exile during political turmoil, a melancholy undertone and a delicate cadence. Khaled is a young Libyan man whose love of the written word takes him to the UK for further studies. But even far from home, he cannot remain unaffected by the rumblings of the Arab Spring. This is a lyrical journey into the ties that both bind and tear us apart. Khaled confronts conflicting feelings of wanting both justice and the safety of his family and of finding his childhood muse while on the cusp of becoming an adult. Fans of international literature will sink into this complex, layered story, as told by a passionate narrator. M.R. Audible Incorporated, 13.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $24.95. All the Little Birds' Hearts by Victoria Lloyd Barlow, read by Rose Ackroyd. Rose Ackroyd narrates this Booker Prize long-listed novel about an autistic woman who is navigating a neurotypical world as a single parent. Sunday Forrester lives a quiet life in rural England with her daughter. She has quiet days and most of the time eats only white foods. When a middle-aged couple moves into the neighborhood, Sunday and her teenage daughter become smitten with the sophisticated city people who seem to live much more glamorous and full lives. Ackroyd captures Sunday's straightforward way of speaking while still imbuing her performance with the character's complex emotions, which she expresses differently from neurotypical people. Ackroyd maintains this difficult balance in Sunday's voice throughout the audiobook, creating an intimate and beautiful performance. K.D.W. Hatchet Audio, 9.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. The Gin Waits 100 Years by Shubnam Khan, read by Sunila Nankani. Sunila Nankani dynamically narrates this unique mystery. Santa and her father move to an old South African estate that has been repurposed as housing for those seeking shelter. Still grieving the passing of her mother, Santa tries to make connections with the other tenants and stumbles into the bedroom of the estate's former resident and her gin. Nankani charmingly delivers Santa's investigation of the estate. Her performance seamlessly weaves suspenseful moments and hopeful discoveries. Although the djinn is depicted as an invisible entity, Santa's interactions with it are performed with so much care that listeners will feel the genuine connection between the two characters. G. M. Penguin Audio, 10.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download. $22.50. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $76. A Grandmother Begins the Story by Michelle Porter. Read by Michelle Porter, Jenny Lawson, Tara Sky, Tantu Cardinal, Dakota Ray Herbert, Bernard Starlight, L. Mijah Tailfeathers, Wesley French, Jenny Putovic, Lisa Cromarty, Monique Mojica, Allison Dion, Jacob McInnes, Yolanda Bonnell, and Brefni Caribou. 16 narrators, many indigenous, join their voices to deliver memoirist poet Michelle Porter's haunting debut novel. Matriarch Mame, voiced by actor Tantu Cardinal, has passed on but can't settle in the afterlife as connections to her daughter, Genevieve, granddaughter Lucy, and great-great-granddaughter Carter keep her tethered to this world. Genevieve, grittily voiced by Jenny Lawson, is seeking treatment for alcohol abuse, while her daughter Lucy, boldly portrayed by Monique Mojica, tries to convince her own granddaughter, snarky but wounded Carter, narrated by Jenny Putovic, to help her die. These vibrant, determined women are surrounded by others, including Bison, two dogs, a car named Betts, and even the prairie itself, and are supported by them. Porter's dreamlike writing is enhanced by a delicate soundtrack interwoven with a playful fiddle and gently thrumming drums. S.A.H. Algonquin Books, 8.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange, read by Sean Taylor Corbett, McLeod Andrews, Alma Cuervo, Curtis Michael Holland, Calvin Joyle, Phil Ava, Emmanuel Chumasiro, Christian Young, and Charlie Flight. This audiobook reveals that Orange is among the most insightful novelists writing today and a poet of pain. Among this segmented novel's stellar performances, Charlie Flight's reading of Victoria Bear Shields' dramatic monologue to her unborn daughter is a tour de force, a haunting performance with an expressive tone and intimate voice. Alma Cuervo portrays Jackie Redfeather and Victoria, the unborn infant, now a grandmother, with candor, compassion, and a thoughtful pace. John Taylor Corbett performs some of the narration, in particular, the cri de coeur for Indian rights, and is especially convincing as the wounded Orville Redfeather. Calvin Joyle captures Lonnie, the innocent seeker. Set in Oakland, Orange's immersive novel is a compelling look at the experience of urban Indians, a powerful listening experience. A. D. M. Random House Audio, 11 hours, unabridged. Trade, digital download, $25. Also, compact disc, books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. Mercury by Amy Jo Burns, read by Maria Liadas. Narrator Maria Liadas is superb at portraying both the characters in this novel and the rural environment they inhabit. It's 1990, not far from Interstate 80. Marley and her mother arrive in the Pennsylvania town and soon encounter two brothers, one of which Marley will marry at a young age. But she remains close to both. The discovery of a skeleton in the church attic threatens to upend these lives. Burns's audiobook requires a performance that balances its combination of family drama and political procedural. Liadas is skilled at capturing the spirit of these fascinating, flawed characters, providing listeners a sweeping experience that offers a deep understanding of humanity. S.P.C. Macmillan Audio, 12 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $26.99.
We have come to the end of our program. I've been reading audiobook reviews. I'm Doris Lee. And this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.